those opportunities.
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Hi, Bob. This is Liz Hawkins. I was trying to reach Tom, but you can help me.
I'm happy to. What can I do for you, Liz?
Right. I am looking for a 5.5 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Round.
Yes, round. G color SI1.
Are you trying to match something?
No.
Okay.
I just need it to be 5.5 and a nice diamond.
Sure. Do we have something going to already, or did you talk to somebody?
My husband talked to Tom this morning.
Okay.
So
we're adding to that memo. Okay.
I guess.
I saw there was a memo generated already, and I said, oh, I hope somebody's not doing the same thing I'm doing for you. Let's see here.
I also, Tom has got a .70 on hold.
Yeah.
Okay, that one I'm going to need to show my customer. So
okay.
He can send me that along with a .55.
Yeah. So if you said 5.5 millimeter. All right. So I got a couple of options for you. I have a 65-point ESI-1 for $1,251. That measures 553 by 555, or I have a 63-point GSA-1, a little undersized. It's 544 by 540, but it's $200 cheaper, $1,040.
Well, I've got a setting for a pendant, and it is for a 5.5 millimeter.
Well, either one of those should work. 5.44 by 5.40. Easy enough to bring in the head just a hair. And the other one at 5.53 by 5.55 should fit like a glove. It just depends on whether you want 1,044 or 1,251. Or I can send you both, and you can choose after you look at them.
Well, I've got to put in an amount in a setting, and I've got to order it. So, because I like to, it's in a bezel, so it's not like it's a problem. So it's got to fit like a glove, I guess.
Yeah. Well, do you do your own setting or does somebody else do it?
Oh, seller's making it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Usually the 5.44 will probably fit in it pretty easily, without much trouble. But it's up to you. And, again, if you want, I can send you both of them and you can make that decision yourself.
Okay, yeah, and then he's got that .70.
Yep, I'm just going to add it right to the same memo, so you'll get all three.
Okay, and that's as close to a three-quarter that he has?
I don't know. It was a three-quarter carat that was on the memo, but, yeah. So is that for a different customer, a different call?
No, I talked to him a few days ago about a three-quarter carat.
Okay.
So I guess this is not a .75, but so is this as close to the three-quarter carat that he has?
Let me look and see what he's got on that memo. He's got a 74 GSI-1 for $1,498 going to you at the moment. Let's look and see. Let me see if the details on it. That one is 4.72 by 4.77.
And it's a .74.
Yeah.
Three quarter. Not very.
So, it typically a three quarter carat mounting is usually 5.7. So that's the 5.74 millimeter size on this one is actually a true three quarter carat. But sometimes the mountings, if they're telling you a 5.5 is for a three-quarter carat, that's not true. Most three-quarter carats are 5.6, 5.7, 5.8.
Okay, but just send the 2.5 carat, the .55, 5.4, whatever we just talked about.
Yeah.
Send both. And the
three
quarter.
And, yeah, I'll set, so you'll get three of them there, and once you have them in your hands, you can look them over and figure out which one you want to use and send the other two back if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah. I've got this other one that's a half carat also, the shower,
sure.
That I still and so we'll, okay, good. If I can get those tomorrow, I
you need them for AM or regular delivery tomorrow?
Regular, because we don't get here early enough.
Sure, yeah, they can get there pretty early sometimes.
Yeah, then, yeah.
All right, it'll be PM delivery tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sure, you have a great day.
Goodbye.
Thanks, bye-bye.